Welcome back to this week's episode of HISD Unscripted. My name is Kara Esquivel, and I am joined with two of our SHAC committee members here today. So I'll let them introduce themselves, and then we'll get right into it.
Hi, I'm Benna Glasscock. I'm the Director of Support Services for Hereford ISD.
And I am Amalia Mata. I am Texas AgriLife Extension Agent here in Deafsmith County.
And I'm Adam Pena. I'm the Media and Communications Coordinator for Hereford ISD.
Awesome. So we are so glad that y'all are here and joining us today to just talk about the SHAC committee and then a really exciting upcoming event that when this podcast airs will be like 2 days, 3 days from it. So, you know, we're excited to get into it. So let's just start out with what is the SHAC committee? What do y'all do? And, you know, just give us a little brief overview.
Okay. So SHAC stands for School Health Advisory Committee. Every public independent school district has to have a SHAC committee, and its purpose is to gather parent and community input into the health services, the curriculum, what we teach, what we serve in the cafeteria, PE, recess, all that, everything that touches student health. And so it's important. It was important enough to the state to pass a law that every district have input from the community and from parents as to how we handle those situations.
So, Benna, you are over like a whole bunch of different services that we offer. So are you over the SHAC committee, yes, like as a whole?
So one of my duties is health services coordinator. And so actually the SHAC committee has to be chaired by a parent because it's meant to gather input. And so the thought is if a school person chairs it, then we're just pushing our agenda on the parents and the community, and that's not the purpose. The purpose is for them to tell us input. And so I co-chair the committee with one of our parent members.
Now, Amelia, are you on the SHAC committee as well?
I am. On the committee, you have volunteers as parents and then community members. And I've been on both sides of that. Now I'm not a parent anymore. Well, not with Hereford ISD anyway. And so I focus on the health side, try to bring in, you know, activities the kids can do. So I'm at different schools. So I'm like, hey, you know, that's how I can meet some teachers there. So that's kind of exciting. We came up with this event particularly because of the fact that we wanted to, you know, promote wellness within families and staff. So it was kind of exciting to bring in. I remember 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we were planning and we were like, where do we host it? You know, and I did have a great input in putting it in that area because of that. We focus down, you know, walking. That's where I come in with, you know, schools. We're doing it with Northwest is actually doing a walk across Texas. And then I have a walk and talk with the school staff there. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of those, you know, just different challenges come up every month. Mm-hmm. I know, I think last month was the Million Mile Challenge, or maybe it was this month.
It's this month.
Yeah,
this month.
The Million Mile Challenge and Walk Across Texas. So I've loved seeing kind of some of those initiatives. I think probably on our next one, the media department needs a good healthy competition going on. So we'll definitely get involved with that. But kind of how long has SHAC been around? I know this is not a fairly new thing. We've had it for a couple years now.
Yeah, for longer than that. It was, I've been health services coordinator since 2017, 2018. And it was long before that. I couldn't tell you for sure when the law passed that that schools had to have one, but it's been around for quite a while.
So what are some challenges that you're seeing in the school, like with health and wellness, that has kind of just prompted more activity and more involvement with the SHAC committee?
A lot like what Amalia said, screen time. We see a lot of the students spend a lot more time on screens than outside, which was one of the reasons that we kind of went with the park on this thing, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But yeah, childhood obesity. Eating habits are not great. Exercise habits are not great. And so we are trying to put things in place through the school district to teach the kids, you know, how to grow up and be healthy adults.
I definitely agree that screen time is a big, you know, problem in today's society. And so just having, you know, just some options for the students like, hey, get out and play or get out and, you know, walk around the block or do something like that. I think it's great just to have some extra input in from, you know, our parents and our community as well. So let's get into the upcoming event that's, you know, really soon, that's really exciting. So we will be hosting, or the Shack will be hosting, their fourth annual 5K, Family 5K and Community Resource Fair. So I've been a part of this since the beginning, and I always enjoy when it comes around each year. So Bennett, do y'all want to talk about that a little bit? You know, what it is, how people can sign up, get involved, and do all that.
Sure. Just a little history. Like Amalia was saying, so 4 years ago, we're in a Shack committee meeting, and as we do every year, we're talking about how do we get more community involvement? How do we get more parent involvement? What are some parent engagement things? Mm-hmm. So we threw out the idea of a health fair. And at that meeting in particular, it was one of the more fun brainstorming things that, like, had this little idea that blew up into this big thing. It was interesting. And Carrie, your dad was actually on the committee at the time, and he was instrumental in that first one. It was a lot of fun. But we said, oh, okay, let's do a health fair. Let's do it. Let's do it outside. Let's get families to show up at the park with their kids. And they can, as they can walk the park as they see the booths of the different, you know, vendors and businesses and community organizations that are out there to help kiddos and help families in general. And then the route kind of grew to where, well, they could go down to downtown Hereford and see some of the stuff there, go around the courthouse, see the library, see the museum. And so the route got pretty big, so that was why we called it the Family 5K. So it wasn't actually a run in the beginning. It was just a big, long walking health fair was what the original.
Mm-hmm.
So now I know we've added the run.
We have added a run.
Now starting at 8 a.m., correct? You can show up and run or walk if running is not your thing. And you can actually run the route. And I think that's just a great also an alternative to just promote, you know, that health and wellness and stuff with the Shack committee. So you'll see me at 8 a.m. I will mostly be walking. I won't lie to y'all. It'll be mostly walking, but I will be there. And so I definitely encourage a lot of people to come out. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, just also if you're not a runner or you don't want to do the whole walk thing that early in the morning, you can join us at 10 a.m. because that kind of starts the community fair. So do y'all want to talk about some of the vendors that are going to be there and just kind of some of the fun things that y'all have planned?
We do have the hot dogs at the pavilion. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what they call that. And you can walk around and we'll just have different vendors. And so if you haven't signed up yet, you know, they can still sign up to the day of. I mean, we're like welcoming. We don't charge anybody anything. That's what is a great draw. So if you're on a tight budget having business, come down and sign up, you know. We have that Scantron, so you can, well, little scan thing that you can sign up that day and be available that day. We're hoping for great weather. Sometimes the weather does not cooperate with us, but we do have a backup plan for that. And so if that happens to happen, we'll have a backup plan for that. But the 5K is at 8, and it's exciting because, like you said, you don't have to run. You can walk. And then you can go home and, you know, get ready and bring the kids out maybe a little bit later and walk around. We always have great vendors that put out little things that the kids can just be collecting. We'll have we're going to have drawings after, you know, you'll drop in your card, do that. So it's pretty fun.
So we know for sure some of the downtown vendors will be open and have some fun things. I know Purple Cow, the art gallery, will be there, and they have some summer programs for kids, and so it's a good opportunity to find out a little bit about that. Amarillo College will be there. They'll have information about their kids' college, and so that's fun because not everybody knows that that's available for our students. Also, the truck driving school, the Amarillo College Truck Driving School, is going to be there for the first time, so they're going to have a track. So the kids will be able to crawl in and out of a truck. The Hereford Regional Medical Center EMS has been there every year. They always kind of give me the caveat that if they get called out, they're going to have to get called out. But they have had an ambulance or two there every year, so the kids can kind of get in and out of the ambulances and check those out. The police department and the Sheriff's office have both always been there, and so they can kind of, you know, check out police cars and have some fun little handouts that they have. We've reached out to the fire department. We're hoping that maybe to have a fire truck there too.
So fire department, if you're listening to this podcast, exactly. please show up.
Answer Ben's email. Yeah.
And I think we're over like 40 vendors now, right? Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of great businesses and organizations in our town that we're going to show up and, you know, just be a part of this fun day and just have little things to pass out and information for our family. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. Actually, I know it'll be a lot of fun because I've been to them and y'all need to come.
And we've been watching the weather. It's still a little ways out for a forecast, but what's showing right now looks to be a good day. So yeah. hopefully that'll be nice. But yeah, so it starts at the park. And so that in
Which
itself
park?
Is fun.
I don't think we've mentioned that.
No, Dameron Park. Dameron Park. There will be free food at the pavilion, as Amalia said, but then we've also invited food trucks. And so we'll have some food trucks there. So if there's some extra stuff, you know, that you want to buy, lemonade, snow cones, some, you know, barbecue, whatever, that'll be there for purchase.
Yes. And it's free to everyone. So everyone just come on out. You know, if you're driving by and you see it, just stop on. You don't have to do the whole walk if you don't want to, but there's plenty to do around the park if you don't want to do all of it. But we definitely encourage everyone to come out and see what's going on. And so how do I think we didn't mention there's also going to be T-shirts that people can buy.
Yeah, so when we started the actual run, we started T-shirts. It's not a fundraiser. We charge what we pay for the T-shirts. And originally those were just for the run, but we have some really, really cute ones this year that you don't have to participate in the fun run walk to get the T-shirt if you're interested in just getting a cool neon blue T-shirt that says Herd on the Move.
Yes, it has a little cow on it. I actually showed it to my mom when I was asking her if she wanted a shirt. She was like, yes, it has a cow on it. Put me down. It's super cute. So we will link where to sign up if you're a business or an organization in the show notes. So you can fill out that Google form so we know that you're coming. And we will also link in the show notes the T-shirt order form. They are $15 and you will pick them up that morning of the 5K and community fair. So just bring your money with you and we'll make sure to get you your shirt. So just look down in our show notes for those links and we'll have them for you.
And if there's businesses that can't set up that day but want to participate, we're still, of course, accepting door prizes. So if you have a little something that you want to give away that we can use for door prizes, we'd love for them to reach out and let us know that.
So I think we didn't touch on this either, but one of my favorite things that is new is our SFE, which is our school food nutrition services, or they provide all the food for our schools, basically. They are actually having a farmer's market mm-hmm. set up at the pavilion area as well. So that's always a fun thing, and hopefully the wind won't blow it all away this year. So y'all, yeah, there's a lot of fun things going on with this event. It is Saturday, May the 3rd. It starts at 8 a.m. for the 5K and then 10 a.m. for the community fair. So anyone that's listening, please come out. Come enjoy just a good weather day. Come enjoy just a little bit of exercise. We won't make you do too much if you don't want to. But it's a great thing to just bring your whole family to. So we hope to see lots of y'all there.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Is there anything else that we missed that y'all would like to talk about?
That's great. We hope everybody's there.
Well, thanks for tuning into today's episode, and thank y'all for joining us to talk about the 5K and the Community Resource Fair and just a little bit about our SHAC committee. You can listen to us anywhere you get your podcasts or watch us on Facebook and YouTube. Links for where to sign up for the 5K will be linked in the show notes. We'll see you next week.